I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. President Trump took his defense of tariffs to a Granite City steel mill yesterday. Jason Rosenbaum reports the president received a rousing ovation from steel workers who are benefiting from the tariffs.
U.S. Steel recently opened up a blast furnace at its Granite City Works plant. Trump told a crowd of hundreds of steel workers that his policies are putting more money in their pocket.
Workers are back on the job, and we are once again pouring new American steel into the spine of our country.
Since the Trump tariffs went into effect, other countries have retaliated against commodity exports, which has made agriculture groups nervous. Steelworker William Mullen says the tariffs will bring about better trade deals.
Not everyone's going to be happy. You can't make everyone happy. But I think over time we'll find a happy medium.
Trump announced a $12 billion package this week to help farmers deal with the blowback from the tariffs. In Granite City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Meanwhile, President Trump praised three Illinois congressmen during his visit. One of them, Mike Bost, long has pushed pro-steel policies. And now U.S. Steel is in the process of rehiring up to 800 workers. Despite that, the local United Steelworkers Union is endorsing Bost's Democratic opponent, St. Clair County State's Attorney Brendan Kelly. Dan Simmons is president of Local 1899.
We met with all of these, Congressman Bost included, and said, you're either with us or you're against us. You know, 50% of the time's not good enough. You know, 20% of the time's not good enough. And in his case, it's in that lower 20% range. So that's not good enough.
He says a range of issues are important to union members. That includes fighting right-to-work laws. The union also endorsed Democrat J.B. Pritzker over incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Nearly 6 in 10 Hispanic adults have difficulty communicating with healthcare providers because of a language or cultural barrier and often turn to outside sources for help. That's according to a new study conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey finds half of those who face barriers turn to a family member or another healthcare provider for assistance. In addition, more than 1 in 4 looked to a translator, public resources in their community, or online sources. Many Hispanics also are concerned about language or cultural accommodations for people seeking long-term care. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. President Trump's trade wars have in some places pitted steel workers against farmers in Illinois. It's because tariffs on imported steel brought back more than 500 jobs at the Granite City steel mill, while China's retaliatory tariffs caused soybean prices to take a major hit. But it doesn't mean that individuals affected by the recent trade policies aren't worried about each other. Jason Fernandez is vice president of the U.S. Steelworkers Local 1899 in Granite City.
If it's going to continue hurting the agricultural industry, we may also need to sit down and try to figure out where we can meet in the middle.
It's very interesting to listen to the conversation on the side of the steelworkers.
That second voice there is Ken Schaefer, who farms hundreds of acres of beans, corn, and winter wheat in Jersey County, about an hour north of Granite City. He says he supports the president's trade policies, and while he's concerned about soybean prices, he's confident everyone will come out ahead in the end. Both Fernandez and Schaefer made their remarks on Illinois Public Media's The 21st talk show. A potential ballot question in Williamson County won't go before voters this fall after the issue died yesterday for lack of a second. The proposed question would have asked voters whether the county board should oppose any gun legislation in Springfield. Commissioner Brent Gentry called the advisory referendum unnecessary. Commission Chair Jim Marlowe disagrees. He says he wanted a voice from the people. I'm Jennifer Fuller.